Hi everyone, welcome to Internet of Things Telemetry. I'm Punit Ganshani, Microsoft MVP and a solution architect by profession. In this session, we'll go through Internet of Things. We'll understand the scenario before Azure IoT Suite was introduced. That is, we'll understand how event processing pipeline works, how telemetry works, and then we'll have a look on how post Azure IoT Suite the things have changed, that is the IoT suite and hub offerings. So we'll go through this agenda in detail in multiple modules and we'll cover this. Now the code and the presentation for this session are available publicly. So you can fork the samples or you can enhance it or you can view the presentation at your own pace and convenience whenever you want. So let's get started in this module where we'll look into the understanding of Internet of Things, and then we'll go into the Azure IoT Hub details. Okay, so in our day-to-day life, we are surrounded by various low-power devices. Some of us have smartwatches, fitness bands, or some tracking devices like GPS devices. Now, all these devices are very small. They have limited battery requirements and have restricted communication capabilities in a way that their design is limited to the functionalities that they have to achieve. Now, these devices, however, can pair with other devices like our mobile phones, smart homes, or they can use Bluetooth or 6LoWPAN technologies to communicate to devices which are much more intelligent, bigger, and are able to do a lot of other things. So these personal devices with pairing with these mobile phones or smart homes form a small network of devices, network of connected devices. Now, this network of devices can connect to different types of gateways, whether it's an ISP gateway or a mobile gateway. And when they get connected to some kind of a cloud gateway, they take the capabilities of these low-power devices to a different level altogether. They, in a way, form a network of internet-connected devices. So let's see how the processing works. So the first step in getting these low power devices get connected to cloud is to provision a device using any platform. So could it be a device that is as small as a sensor, like a force sensitive sensor, is getting connected to a more intelligent device that runs some kind of an operating system, whether it be a embedded Linux or Windows 10, any kind of a device. So we provision a device on any platform, and this device then sends data to cloud and to the consumers. So it could be any cloud, could be Amazon cloud, could be Azure cloud, could be any other cloud provider. This starts sending the data to the cloud and to the consumers. The processes on the cloud front combine the data that has been streamed to the cloud in some or the other format, and then give it to a set of services that analyze, optimize, and then generate business revenues out of it. So in a way, what we are doing here is we are creating a cloud connected devices. Now in this video, we'll talk more on how the IoT devices, the low power devices, can get connected to Azure and can leverage on the event processing pipeline and everything. So let's go ahead with understanding how the event processing pipeline works. So before we go into the details of event processing pipelines, the important thing to understand is that any IoT device we take can be classified into either of the two devices. Devices that have IP or devices that don't have IP, they are generally the low power devices. Now, the low power device, when it has to extend its capabilities, it will require a gateway to connect to the cloud. So this gateway, as we just referred in the previous slide, is either an ISP gateway or a mobile gateway, which enables them to get some kind of an IP, some kind of internet connectivity. So they, after it has the gateway, it kind of becomes same as the IP enabled device is. Now, both these devices, be it the IP enabled devices or the low power devices, have to send the data which they're collecting from the field, whether it is pressure, temperature, or any other any other thing, they have to send this data to cloud. So the first thing that comes when these devices intend to send data to the cloud is the events that they are capturing, the data that they are capturing from the field, and how they send it to the cloud. So that is what we call as the event ingestion mechanism. So all these data devices then send this data to cloud using some kind of an event ingestion tool, whether be it a service bus, whether it be a topic queue or a event hub or anything. So different cloud providers have different terminologies, but the concept is that they send the data to an event ingestion engine. Now this data, once it reaches the event ingestion engine, after it reaches there, your data is in cloud, so you have tremendous possibilities of storing this data into some kind of a SQL store or NoSQL store, or you can also send it to streams that do the transformation of this data. So the transformation process starts after the event has been ingested, possibly stored, some this event data has been stored, and then the transformation can also happen. Now, once this data has been transformed, you're not just dealing with a tick of a data that has been sent, a small piece of data that has been sent. You are dealing with data accumulated over a period of time. You are dealing with data that accumulated from different devices, not just one device. So you have this transformed data that you can pass it to different analytical tools and can also present on the on some kind of a presentation layer like a mobile device, like a website, like Power BI, or any other service that you want to write, any customary service that you write to transform this data and view it on some kind of a presentation layer. But the most important part of this entire pipeline as it appears on the screen is to understand the event ingestion. This is the most important because the entire processing of device of data collected from multiple devices is only as fast as the event ingestion process is. So that is where telemetry through Azure Event Hubs plays an important role. Now, this event ingestion mechanism, as it appears for IoT devices, is similar to any other event ingestion mechanisms, even for business applications. So say, for example, you have a business application that is generating events every second. An event per second. So even there, you have a possibility of using the event ingestion mechanism and storage and transformation and the presentation as is. So this makes it quite easier for people who have been doing application management or application design using event ingestion mechanisms on cloud to extend their applications or to extend the fundamentals of their applications to IoT applications as well. What remains key is how these devices, which are IP enabled, and the low power devices, which eventually get IP enabled, stream the data to the cloud. So event hubs are the basis of a high-end telemetry in Azure. So event hubs are highly scalable event ingestors that support collection of events from any device and any platform. And when I mean any platform, is that you can use any language, you can host that from any operating system or anything. So they have the capability of getting the events from any device and any platform. They allow a high throughput of messages of like millions of messages or events per second. So they have a bandwidth of like 1 GB per second. So it's a very high throughput unit. They can receive messages from any platform using reliable AMQP protocol or HTTPS protocol using any device specific SaaS tokens. So they also support complex event processing. So they have a event processor that can allow event data to be aggregated, and they allow publisher identification and SaaS tokens. So every device can have a SaaS token, or a group of devices can have a shared SaaS token. You also have a capability to have customizable payload or have define headers for each message. So in a way, every event data that you define has a body, has some user properties, and has some system properties. So you can define your own properties in the user properties, whereas system properties are properties that the event hubs have predefined. You cannot use those properties anywhere. You can read them, but you cannot assign properties to them. And those are the properties that the system, end-to-end system, takes care of for the complex event processing. So sequence number, offset are things that are utilized by the event hub as event data, and body is something as a payload that you can customize. You can put JSON, you can put XML, anything and can be put as far as the data that you're putting into the event hub is not exceeding 256 KB. So the entire event data should be less than 256 KB to ensure that event hub is able to ingest that data. So let's see how we can have telemetry or how internally it works. So there are multiple producers. So you have n number of producers. All of them have a SAS token. Now these producers could be devices, could be applications, and they all are broadcasting event data to the event hubs. Now each publisher obtains a shared access token, which is also called a SAS token, and which defines the publisher policy. So SAS token defines what is the policy under which a producer can send the data to Azure Event Hub. So when any message is published to the event hub, the producer can define a primary key. Now when any message is published to the event hub, the producer can define a partition key. This partition key is something that usually groups the producers. It could be a geographical location, a type of device, etc., anything. So basically, if you have multiple kind of devices sending data to the event hub, you can define partition key per type of devices. Like Android could define based on the type of sensor, that temperature sensor, or could also define partition key based on the geographic location, that these are the messages that have been sent from Singapore. So you can have different partition keys, and each producer can have its own unique key or can get grouped in multiple producers to send the partition key. So how does this partition key really change the telemetry? So what happens is that when you send this partition key, Event Hub internally maintains multiple partitions of all partitions, and each of these partitions has a queue of events grouped by a partition key. So when the producer publishes a message to Event Hub with a partition key, what Event Hub does is it does a hash of this partition key and then decides based on the hash the appropriate partition to queue the message that has been sent to Event Hub. So if you're sending a partition key as A or Android, so three producers are sending the same partition key Android, so the hash value of that same key Android will be the same. So all of them will go into the same partition key. So this ensures that based on the partition key, your messages are getting queued up. When we are saying that this is getting queued up, what we are essentially saying is that the sequence of messages is not tampered. So whatever message comes in first is the first message to get out of it as well. So the sequence kind of remains intact. Now consumers, on the other hand, are grouped into consumer groups. So you have multiple consumers and they kind of get grouped into consumer groups. And one consumer group can have only one reader per partition, which kind of ensures that each partition is read without locks and high performance is achieved as well. So there is no kind of locking mechanism because the system doesn't really allow that. Now, when we're defining our architecture on cloud, key aspects to consider are transient failures and connection drops. So when the connection from a consumer is dropped, Event Hubs allows us to reconnect with an offset. So each consumer kind of has to maintain an offset during successful reads so that on a disconnection, it can easily skip the read messages and move on to a message which signifies the message where the connection was dropped. Now there are intelligent mechanisms to kind of take care of this, the entire concept of auto pointing and going back to the message that was not read. So there is an intelligent API called Event Processor Host that provides this auto checkpoints. So when you're on disconnection, it remembers the offset so that as a developer, we do not have to really go and remember the offset into some persistent store and then reconnect with that offset. It kind of does all these things magically for us. And then when we reconnect, it picks up the message from where we disconnected. So this process becomes quite simplified with Azure SDK. But even if you're not using SDK or you're using a platform where Azure SDK is not available, there are means and mechanisms by which we can reconnect and get the messages. So each message gets delivered in the same sequence as it is published, gets grouped into partitions, which is defined by the way in which partition key is set by each producer. And the consumers can then read from these partitions. It is one reader per partition, so you cannot have multiple consumers read from the same partition. So you can very well define a strategy that you'll have a sensor-based partition key, and you'll have a consumer that reads for a particular sensor and only. So that kind of makes it much faster, lean, and is also scalable. So you can have as many as 20 partitions in Event Hub, which makes it quite flexible and quite large to get the events partitioned and queued and then been consumed by the consumers. So in the next module, we'll demo how Event Hub works with a Azure SDK and with Node.js application, and how this entire telemetry is achieved from beginning to the end. Thank you.